Oba to lo konrin kese oba mi ajiki tan oloruko pupo oloruko repete a o ma yin o a o ma gbe oga a o ma joni waju re bala oba si bi ko se wo ba tin je mi ni ma se be Tito bi re mi mo ro ba o ko ba je da
ye ko ko I got it, smile. Are you all right? I just want to tell you that you're beautiful.
Radio Kwa 104.6 FM. Sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. The unofficial mayor of Man Albert, I'm in the studio here right with you. The commander-in-chief of the airwaves right in the studio here with you. It's another Tuesday again. Radio Kwaba 104.6 on the platform of Planet FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. You're listening to Amara Duro. He says, you are beautiful. No matter who you are, no matter how you look, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful, my daughter. And my son really loved this song.
Tell me. Why Forget to be a lassie.
Oh, be a down.
Eba!
Yeah,
we.
The young
with it, and you with it. Okay, young Craig.
So be Tanawa, 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 man, I'm going to name
it.
Johnny, Johnny, Monko, Monko, Monko. If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, you do for yourself. Miss Jama, na onye wunya miyo. Miss Jama, onko na onye wunya miyo. Na webu watan wasasido. Baby, bundaleva, galeva, shh. Enye wude. Kimpay.
Anyango funa wana wana mawa kansa bno.
Say, malame ya.
My body bank over, making a envy my brother. Like a story, I'm under the fire. Say,
hey, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm on the last one.
Yellow. Oh, yeah, me, Miss Amesa, me, Minja Nimuarada. Nan, so, I say, what's up, me, me, no beats.
I say, baby,
Masters.
Hey, you catch it.
Lagos town, Tadi. Look at that. Never ex. My baby, you share. Oh, yeah, Samo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you baby, I know. Go for the cook on some land. I say, forget to be a lassie.
Oh, yeah, down. Oh, yeah, down. Oh, yeah, down. Hey, ma!
Yeah, buddy. The young spirit.
Okay, young Craig.
So be Tanawa, 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 man, I'm going to name
it. Johnny, Johnny, man, come on, come on, come on.
Miss Jama, uncle, na onye wunya miyo. Na webu watan wasasido.
Baby, bundaleva, galeva, shh.
Enye wude. Skin pain.
Anyango funa wana wana mawaka nsabino.
Say, malame nyanko brabo amenene namu wamu wajimfi. Ebe, ya noto ya kobe yina sana onye miyo beye mi. Ode mese mene namu.
Hey, hey,
come anymore,
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 make you no underrate me. Now Miami paranoia. Oh yeah, what you need again? This again will be ever kokoma. Baby, now come on your super. Oh yeah, dance the woo woo go say. Mala, baby, I'm a drift super. So this is my body bankoma. Make you no envy my brother. Like Castro, I am under that fire tea.
Hey, oh yo ye. And I'm on the last one.
Oh yeah, me. Nessa mess of me. I was
beats. I say, baby,
Tip Masters.
Tip Masters.
Oh yeah, sir. Yeah, me see the only person.
Never.
Young to say. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, see, I'm me.
You know, be Nemo. Oh, be Nemo, I've been precious. You do any sign, just want to crutch. Oh,
it's in a ten who near.
That's why I'm a coa. Me near just for your qua. What's the sauce of the banner? Hey, babe. You're back to the sender. Cause with your blessing, no one gets that. I'm a man, 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 I'm a man,
Nipa ne jazama ne, do nipa huye hu papa minye. Nyasam show na bahu adabu na watavu hina. Kaso huyo, huyo na tia sedada na mawanka. Baby jet, mawanka baya nipa da na wanka wo wansama. Asi kofu wansama na da e chapia. Asuna asi antide, sepana sama menseno. Nefa, eliba yobi anoye anda. Hey, I it
Wasembika.
Well, it's big.
Na 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 na. Wasembika. Tongo tomberi.
Marazido.
Nezu
expression. Na 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 na.
Madansi di pronounce my testimony. Madansi di testimony.
Ya no mebo am you. Ami to imi ame ayo. Madansi di pronounce my testimony. Mala madansi di testimony. Yeah, no mebo am you. Ami to imi ame ayo.
Amala mape, semi ya. Ejuma semina la. Sika semi ya. Amala mawa, we semi ya. Abawa ya. Mekawe ya.
Onye nyamia, Israel, yanka. Wakwa mkobi, watwa mtobi. Washa mishebi, waya maprintess. Inde, mese, masu, meshebi. Nchame sumpo, amenye, wana. Obonyini pa. Nta wakan maka ho ejanka kobena adomu brodo mesi odoso semeni wa yam de chemon fo munu obi anyonya mi twedian pon kwame masi denyi nyame aye
ame do ile ara
nyame aye
amala mape semia
nyame
aye ejuma semina la
nyame
aye si ka semia nyame aye
amala mama we semia
nyame
aye abawa ya
nyame
aye
Sarah, nyami, Moses, nyami, Akwam, mami, Omniscient God, inyim, masem, omnipotent, ebo, mehoban, amam, yefelfel, anshe, musuban, kunafo, mansa, morishim, kwan, mifisokoto, ton, mebu, pancreas, ubi, amide, kiosi, mesa, brosan, endama, blessings, untum, mankan, beji, waye, yi, beji, wenda, se, masi, denyum, yi, nyami, aye,
amido, yi, me, yami, ayo,
amala, mape, se, mi, ya,
nyami,
aye, eji, masem, nala, nyami,
aye,
Sika semia,
amala mama we semia, abawa ya, nakawa ya,
Liki nyamia yo, Jeka nyamia ye, Obama City, Tendo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I read it. What's our legacy?
The young Bennett.
Me young Yamaba. Etimene Kuguade. That's the Baba Babana. Osana Babudu Sana. Otani Niedu. Me young Yamaba.
Oh yeah, some more. Oh yeah, some. Yeah, me see the lip of the sun.
Never.
Young to say. Uh-huh. UK. Oh, see, I'm me.
You know, be Nemo. Oh, be Nemo, I've been precious. You do any sign, just want to clutch. Oh, it's in a tenny hoonie. That's why I'm a kuwa. Me need a chassis for ya kwa. What's the sauce of the bona? Hey, baby. You're back to the sender. Cause with your blessing, no one to guess.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. You listen to Nero X. I say, or time in near drew at it. Once you join us on Facebook, tell us where you are joining us from, and I'll be able to shout out to you and your wonderful family. Nero X, or see, or time near doors. No, be the kind of them, or say, unni or time for I ako market na koko pebito because unni or time for unti ukosu enye ye.
It is a tandem on a quabe. Menemua, I ashenda. Major Saka Perfetta, and it was a commander that I am in any. A time for my one Egypt who crowd. Let me share the parmesan, sorry. But it's so much. I want to be had a baba boy in a shaya menesa. Toya will be a tanned.
Thanks for joining us, Auntie Betty, Auntie Hetty, Bongrat. You join us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. Shout out to you and your wonderful family. Say hi to the great man of God for us.
Yasam show na ba hu wada bu na wata fu yina Kato hu yo
Ampo
Hu hu yo Noti asida da na ma wanka Baby jet Ma wanka be yeni pada na wanka wu wansama Wasi kofu wansama na da ye chapia Asuna wasi onti
Wasi kofu wansama na udi ye chapia Na udi ye siwa no na uwe wini
Baby ya na ye anda
Kwa ya Kwa ya Kwa
ya
Today's topic. We've separated into two. New Zealand, we've got a New Zealand topic, and we also got a topic for Ghana as well. The first one, we're going to cover the New Zealand one. And I believe Osai said he's a policeman. He's watching us. He's monitoring. He's monitoring that. So today we're just going to follow up on what we did last week. And Kwasi Fedi was not here last week, so I'm going to give him the opportunity to express his view. The point is that we want to. We haven't seen much of the African community, the churches. Also, so if you are watching us, I'm not sure. African community, the churches, that organization, what you are doing in able to organizing them, your members of the society to go out there and let their voice be heard and to vote in this election. No matter who you're voting for, your voice and our voices needs to be heard. So it doesn't matter who you are voting for. Akua Vivian also join us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us, Vivian. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand and your unofficial mayor of Mount Albert. I'm in the studio here, right with you. So we're going to talk about the upcoming. We're not talking about the election, but we are mobilizing our people, the African community, to go out there and for our voice to be heard. So last week, Kwesi Freddy was not here. So Kwesi. They say last week you escaped. So I'm just going to go right into the studio here, and I'm going to have a quick chat with Kwesi Freddy. And after that, I'll just see if Ima has got anything to add to what he said last week. And we're going to go back. We're going to go back again to Ima to just one of his few final words, and we're going to go out from there. Okay, Kwesi. Last week you were not here. What is your take on the upcoming, not on the election, but have you heard much of people actually interested in this election, Kwesi?
Quite a few, especially me and my family. quite a few. And, you know, we don't really have much time to go around because most of us is more busy on our jobs. But at the same time, I think people are encouraging their friends, their mates, to go out there and make their voice heard. As far as I'm concerned, I believe in churches and also other organizations telling people to.
Because have you heard any church doing that? Just give me one name.
No, I haven't heard any church, but okay. they will be doing it because they heard it on the radio, and they're also part of community. So therefore, I don't think they will sit down and say, "Oh, we're not doing anything about it."
Yeah.
Probably maybe they must have even started before even produced these topics.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but in talking about this, because what about African communities? Maybe I believe you heard about them. You know about some of the African communities. Have you how interested is the African community in this election? Because I'm not sure whether. Well, normally, I mean, except only on this election, I'm quite. Many years ago, I just go out there, vote, and I forget about it. But this year, I'm more interested in what is happening. But have you heard much enthusiasm from the African community? Or you've seen any enthusiasm from the African communities? Or the
not really. As I said, we're all busy going to our work and coming back home. But I think, like, as I'm serious, I believe most of the people are going to be serious too. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So take me as an example.
Yeah.
And therefore, last election, I was in Avondale. I saw quite a few Africans, whereby they came to vote, they made their voice heard. Although that time we were not doing any of this radio program to advise people or encourage people to go and do vote, but most of them decided to go and do it. So this time that we are broadcasting it, I believe more people will go there and surely they will vote and,
Okay. So you believe most people will go out there and let their voice be heard. Ima, last week we were talking about numbers, I was looking online, I couldn't find it. You were talking about the potential number of African voters in New Zealand, about 50,000 or 70,000. I asked, some of us saying the numbers doesn't exist. So where did you get your numbers from, Ima?
The person says the numbers do not exist.
Okay, yeah,
that's very interesting. So let me say good evening to our listeners and good morning to Ghanaians watching or listening to us. Now, if the person says the numbers do not exist, that's fine. But this is what the Statistics New Zealand have told us. So as at the most current census was done in 2013. And from that census data, we had over 70,000 people born again, people born in Africa. So what I mean by that is persons who are living in New Zealand, but were born in Africa, in any African country. And I mean sub-Saharan African country.
Yeah.
Now, by this number, I'm counting people who consider themselves whether black, white, or whoever, so long as we are born.
Including the South African
continent.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
So that is the number, over 72,000 of us. Yeah. Now, by my estimate, what I meant by that was, if you look at the demographics, what you find is that, and I don't have the figures off head anyway, but you're looking at a proportion that is below, of course, under the age, and therefore cannot vote.
Yeah.
And so per my estimate, if I say that about 20,000 of these people are not potential voters, then of course, that's why I said we have about 50,000 of us who are eligible to vote.
Yeah.
Now, you see, the reason why the person says that is that it's based on our assumption and our perception that we don't see a lot of blacks
Yeah.
And so we think our numbers are low.
Yeah.
Let me also make this clear that this estimation is minus persons who are born and living in New Zealand. And the census said that about 15% of the people were born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And so that should also tell you that that proportion is not even included.
Mm.
And so we need to be careful in terms of saying the numbers are not there. And that even takes me back to what the question you asked, Freddie, about whether we are creating the awareness. And that's a problem. And I think the reason is that we ourselves have accepted that we are not many.
Yeah.
And so there's no point making a fuss about ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the start of our problem. You see, we've accepted it. And we know that, and I remember talking to one of the community leaders, and she's saying that the African community have accepted we are few, and the government has ignored us. And so in most instances, we are not considered as a group that demands attention. I tried looking at the data last week, and I left from here.
Yeah.
You look at the results from you look at the lesson turnover. What you see is that there's been reports, the reports available, two data. One was done as a survey by the Minister of Social Development.
Yeah.
They did this in 2016. That's a report.
Yeah.
That was follow-up for the 2014 election. What they showed was that the proportions, and you're looking at the European, you're looking at Maori, you're looking at the Pacific, and you're looking at Asian.
Yeah.
So people who were least to vote were first the Asian, followed by Maori in the Pacific.
Yeah.
And of course, the European voted more. Now the question is, you see, we are lumped somewhere. We are somewhere. But where is the data?
Yeah. So this data you're talking about is based on inferred numbers from different places.
So what I'm trying to say is it's not inferred.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that the government is dealing with substantial numbers.
Okay. Yeah.
Those substantial numbers to them does not include African.
Yeah.
And the Africans ourselves are not making noise about we ourselves.
Mm.
And so what we are seeing is that the numbers we are being given is excluding African community.
Yeah.
We don't have it.
Mm.
And we are not requesting it because we think that we don't need it.
Mm.
And just as Freddie said, we are busy. We are going about our lives. We are busy with our lives. And so there's no point in making noise.
But
it's just election anyway.
Yeah.
It's not going to change much. But the problem with that is if we continue to silence ourselves, and somebody wrote a beautiful article, he said that we live on the periphery of society. So we are not part of the integral part of society.
Mm.
I also looked at the data on the members of parliament in this country. And you're seeing that for most of these communities that consider themselves as large, you see them participating actively. And so what I'm saying, the challenge I'm throwing to ourselves is, can we get a bit more involved? Can we get a bit more active in terms of these things? So that we don't keep staying on the periphery and think that the government will see us.
Yeah.
We need to get people to see that we are here. Here we are. And of course, our color is strong enough for people to see that. So we should be out and about. That's the challenge. And you see, I like it when Osei said we shouldn't go political. We're not going political. And I'm challenging him. I don't know how well he has talked about this in church. And then social media. You see, even on the Ghana Association platform.
Yeah, yeah, it's not there. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Check on the on Akufi, Facebook. It's not there. So who's talking about it? The assumption is that we think everyone has heard it. But not everybody has heard it.
Yeah, because not many people, not everybody listens to our radio.
And not everybody is even much concerned.
Some people cannot be bothered. They are too busy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so if we are not having that conscious effort to say that this is an opportunity for us to get ourselves mobilized, get ourselves out there to vote, and then come back and demand and say that last elections, these were the numbers that voted.
Yeah.
And you see, what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
you see, part of the reason why people think this number does not exist is that if you look at the New Zealand data, it comes from ethnicity.
Yeah.
Ethnicity is by choice.
Yeah.
Your child can, when she grows up, you can say I'm a New Zealander.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody may say I'm a Maori.
Mm-hmm.
Ethnicity is by choice.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The fact that the ethnicity data is lower does not mean that the African population here is lower.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm talking about ethnicity, because I went to register my son for school. So when the lady was filling the form, she looked at the document and she was filling the form. Then when she saw my son's birth certificate, ethnicity, she automatically put the New Zealander. So when I look at it, I said, no, can you change it from New Zealander to Ghanaian or African? And And then she said, why? And I said, because we see ourselves as Africans. Mm-hmm. But if I have not mentioned that to her, she would have left it as... So in the school system, there will be no Ghanaian or African in there. Mm-hmm. But so I think that's the method of data collection also says it was very
absolutely
important. Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah
you for giving us a good example.
Yeah.
Those are the issues you are looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, of course, what we can do is we know the people in our communities.
Yes, yeah.
We know ourselves better than mm-hmm anybody else knows us.
Yes.
And so it behoves on us to talk about it.
Yeah.
I know the churches, as of today, just have the election is Saturday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there might not be any church service.
But weekday services, Tuesday, prayer meeting.
Because they'll be going on, at least they'll be going on Wednesday and Friday night at the same time, so mm-hmm it's not too late for them to.
Then let's encourage our pastors to remind. Yeah.
Because what happened, like for us in our church once, of course, we are at Western Spring, and then there's also they set up a booth there. So after the service, our pastor said, everybody need to go. If it doesn't matter where you live, you go there and vote because you are too busy, you might not have the time to do it on Saturday. So the booth is just there. So everybody just walk from the service, just people just walk there and go and vote. Mm-hmm. And then from there you go home. So in this sense, because if the pastor have not said that the booth is there, everybody go and make sure that you vote and then from there you can go home. People would have, nobody would have been bothered.
Yeah.
But for some stubborn ones like us, we want to wait.
And that's a good thing that you did.
Yeah.
Because most times, migrants do not vote. We don't participate actively.
Yes.
And sometimes we sit home and complain.
Yeah.
But unless you get your voices heard, and people begin to realize, okay, because these political parties, after elections, will look at the data.
Yeah.
They want to know which communities are voting and for whom.
Yeah.
And so you want to be sure that you're counted as well. If you continue to stay away and we keep to ourselves and think that it's okay.
Somebody's going to make a decision for us.
Somebody's going to make a decision for us. Yes, yeah. Okay, you know, and moving on from that, this one also is New Zealand. I was very surprised about this. I think in the course of the week, I met Frank. And he said, one of our members of the association went to apply for a visa to Ghana for the consulate here. Mm-hmm. And the person, they were told that 1st of October, the consulate or whatever it is there is closing down. So, and I was very surprised because, one, they didn't tell us. There's nobody, they didn't tell the association that the consulate is closing down. Two, those guys in Australia knew that they're closing down. They didn't tell us. So, let's assume that somebody is here, you got a design passport. So, you assume, I'm going to Ghana in December. So, maybe I'm waiting for November to apply for my visa. Without knowing, you go there and the place will be closed down. Nobody was informed.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll come in here. Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah.
When is the office going to be closed?
1st of October. So October. In 2 weeks' time,
which is more closer. So we should have at least happened there.
They should have told us well in advance.
Well in advance.
But this behavior, maybe they don't respect, they don't value us. I don't know what it means to them, but they were able to communicate to those guys in Canberra, but those guys also they couldn't be bothered, knowing that they have a Ghanaian association in New Zealand, a community here who depend on these services. Mm. So if you're going to close it down, have some decency to be able to. I'm trying to choose my word very carefully because I was so pissed off. Because I'll
no, don't be pissed.
Yeah.
I have questions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm even surprised.
The president went there and got to know what he was told.
No, so somebody actually rang him and told him that, that person went there to apply for visa.
So what we are doing now, are we announcing it?
We are not very sure yet.
We are sure. So Frank actually, the president called them.
Mm-hmm.
Called them. So when he heard, he rang them and said, what is happening? And then they said, yes, we are 1st of October, we're closing down.
Mm-hmm.
So he rang Australia and mm-hmm check what is happening because why have nobody was informed? They said, the guy, the one in charge, it's not there. He's gone out. We'll get a person to call you. That's 1 week now. I think that was on Sunday. I think it was on Thursday or Friday. So now, today is Tuesday. I met Frank today. He got the personal number for the guy in charge. So he rang the guy directly because he didn't get the phone call back when he asked them to get a message back. But he rang them. The person didn't answer. It went to voicemail.
So there's no confirmation yet.
Yeah, but no, those guys have confirmed that they're closing down.
But the guys from Australia.
They haven't confirmed it.
And haven't rang back yet.
They haven't rang back. But they told Frank that they've already informed them. These guys are aware that they closed down. So from 1st of October, don't come there.
So that's the thing. I mean, that's I think it's back to information flow, which is who got the information at what time and who told who.
Who told who, yeah.
And so it's unfortunate, but I think...
At least we know that we don't have to go to...
So we're announcing it now.
Yeah, we're announcing
it. We're announcing that because for me, I was hoping to apply for a visa and I have to quickly go and get a fast forward now too because... It was very surprising because, like, at least give us some notice or a reason. I don't know.
I think as of now, we still don't have an ambassador for the Australian
embassy. Yes, yeah.
But I think that's not excuse enough.
Yeah, because
they could... But there were people that, when you apply for... I went there to apply for passport, and then they collected my money. They did the job. So somebody is in charge running the place at the moment. So those guys here, I don't know, we've been complaining about them for the last few... Yes, and then this is what they've done, you know. And I think
I think probably moving on,
and
looking for solutions. I think this is an opportunity for the community to make a decision again,
yeah.
Because if it's being shut down, probably it means the community can decide and find a better place or a new place, and run it by ourselves. I think that should be so that we stop complaining. I think sometimes we tend to complain more,
it's
part of the problem. Let's solve it now, So now it's back to us. Community leaders must decide on this. Get somebody who can really take this on.
Yeah.
Then that person be responsible. That we don't hear more of these complaints.
Okay. What's your take on this?
I think we have announced it. So from 2 weeks from now,
don't go there.
That's all what I can say.
So 2 weeks from now. For me, Frank told me. So I'm announced from Frank. Frank told me, and he said he rang them on Australia
Canberra.
In North Shore. They told him that we're closing now. He confirmed it. So
as much as possible. Yeah. The information flow can be better. So let's say that once he gets the information from them, as quickly as possible, let's relay to community.
To community, because we've got a WhatsApp.
Where do I submit?
I'll be going to Ghana very soon.
Also, you don't have a Ghana passport.
No, maybe I'll go with the New Zealand driver's license.
So we are announcing. So those of you, so Frank, if you are listening to us, please, we would like to get maybe a formal message from you to the community WhatsApp group and the Viber group that what is the current status? Have you heard from them again? And what is the status now? So from what I've heard from Frank, from 1st of October, the consulate here in North Shore is closing down. But please, Frank, just confirm that with us soon. Okay, so Ima.
Yes.
This one is in your court. NPP, 8 months. I know. It might smile because the results are coming through. It looks like, after the... it doesn't matter. it looks like during election, and the Bantama votes are coming through. So 8 months.
We are happy. At least the signs are clear. The signs on the walls are obvious for people to see, and I hope Freddy can see now. He can start trusting some of the politicians to deliver.
As soon as you start trusting them. That's why you make the mistake. Keep doubting them. Because now we've been trusting them for too long.
But see, I think on last week I was listening to the news filing. They read a text message from a teacher who said most parents are shocked. So you take your child to school, you get there, they give you your prospectus, they give you your material. Some of them are shocked to find, they ask, oh, are you sure? Are we not paying? Is this all for free? And there's form of, people liberation, being liberated. How on earth done so? And that's the feedback we are getting. And from parents back home, that's what we are hearing from them. That's heartwarming, you see?
Actually, no, I've got a maid who's looking after some kids back home in Ghana. And they're all in, one is in nursing training college, and one of them is doing an agric. And just this year, he got a discount about maybe 1,200 Ghana cedis, you see, which is he was relieved. Like, I was going to pay like $3,200, but now my bill came like $2,400. Another one's like $3,000. The bill come as $2,500. You see what I mean? So at least for here and there, at least he's making something up to do, go and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for that, make from Eniewu. Yeah. But by kid 12-year-old, it's not too much. Kid 12 is small because I was doubting them until they deliver. I don't expect that Nana Kufuor to deliver everything, but to deliver most of it.
Nana, we don't expect that you deliver everything.
Yeah.
Or any person, human being.
Yeah.
But what we are looking for is that commitment, that passion from a man that says that I'm committed to making sure that this thing works. And that's what we need.
That's
the drive that we are looking at. That's what he has shown us. Because people were saying this is not possible. And people keep talking about it. Now they are saying that it is not well planned. There are challenges there. There are challenges here. Somebody said something. And it gave them that the assessment. No more ye omo ni go pots. They were supposed to make pots. And then two people, we told them two groups. One was supposed to focus on producing more pots because the assessment was based on the weight pots in the mudru. And so they had to do more. The other group was focused on the finishing of the pot, aesthetics, how beautiful the pot looked like. So those who were focused on producing more went about, started producing it. Those who were focused on finishing, the aesthetics, went about reading. They read all the books. How do I make the pot beautiful? How do I complete this? How do I make it so excellent so that I get more marks? 2 days before submission, those who have finished reading went back, started working. When they was a kind of clay, they realized that the texture of the clay is different from what they are afraid. And so what you read is different from what you do. Planning is good, but you don't always live by planning.
But they don't say that they planned, they said they started it.
You don't forever stay planned. See, the point is, what I'm saying is that what the government has done is what we need. Let's start it and let's learn boldly from our mistakes. If you don't do it, you see, and people, I hear people talk about that they've not planned well. For how long will Ghanaians continue to plan?
It's in the pipeline.
Sometimes I listen to some of them and I'm like,
you see,
the president has committed, the politicians are committed to getting it done.
Yeah.
The citizens are saying, let's plan. Really?
It's not the citizens, it's the same opposition leaders. You see what I mean?
Some of them, and then some of the politicians, of course, making gains out of it.
Because at the end of the day, the civilians won't have any much to say. They're just looking for the ball to be in their court.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's just these two parties that we always talk about it. And I always say, they know if they want to make change, they can bring change. I mean, look at Honorable Baumia, what happens in the Ghana port. It was interesting. If within a short time, then we can make he can add value, and whereby maybe say 53%. If you have a business and you got the manager managing it, and you make like say $1,000 a week, and somebody comes and said, "Now I can make you make $1,100 a week," it's a huge impact.
Yeah.
But this man has gone as far as 53%,
and that's huge.
That's huge.
You see, we don't know what is happening in lotteries. We don't know what's happening in our sea. Our cocoa board. Our timber. So many things. So if we decided, they decided that now there's a loose pulse, we're going to tighten it up. You see, we got heaps of money in Ghana, but we need somebody who can collect it for us. Share it. That's what you need.
That's that's the person. You see what I mean?
I will keep doubting him. Because I'm expecting too much from him.
But
you see, look at the free Disney SHS. When we get independent in 1957, then we know that nothing region has got a free education. If that time we decided that we can continue, we will continue. Every 5 years, we will make one district. We will add one district. 60 years by now, we could have been far.
Of course.
But these two parties have been fighting. They are the one who has held us back. And I believe that now they said, no, now we've been punishing our people so much, it's time for us to... I mean, look at this, those school, clothes. When we were in school class, one class two, we used to have PE pants and all that, bit of things from the government. For PE.
Books.
You should have books.
So your generation has cheated our generation.
You know what I mean?
What about the sabotage? Because let's look at the sabotage. Because we saw some teachers in some headmasters in different schools. I don't know whether they were charging, still charging people for those who were coming in. And I think some of them were suspended or fired or for whatever reason. Why is it? What's the problem that the government says I'm making the education system for free for the those who are going for the first year, and I'm progressively making free. Now these teachers, these headmasters, are still charging people for the service that the government has already paid for or is going to pay for it. What kind of mentality is that, Ivan?
So you see, it's not. And again, every day we go back to it, and I think it's down to our social construction, how we have constructed our society, the expectations of people. Pay your position. If you're a headmaster, society expects something from you. Or your headmaster will school you. Or my fear, I saw the car in the basic, I saw one the driver. I saw Kuni fear or baby or tikama. So those expectations of people of us push us into these some of these things. You see, let me say this. They know very well that it's free. They know that it's free.
Yeah.
But of course they would always want to outwit parents and make money because some of them have budgets. And they know that a fee, I do say you have funny pay day. And so when the government brings up these policies, though they are laudable, they see it as a hindrance for them to make what they really need to make.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm so happy. Now, I was telling you, but we were so happy in his house talking about it, reading that the government has taken steps to interdict and relieve some of them on Saki or more. People are confusing it. They don't cite anybody. What if you read the letter says that they have been relieved of their positions as headmasters and they are supposed to be reassigned to different schools in the classroom to teach.
Okay. Yeah.
So people should get it clear.
Yeah, okay.
That to me is heartwarming. They are now Ghana and the ACC.
Yeah.
Laws must bite. You see, when people sit in their homes, yeah, and assume that they are authorities over themselves and arrogate unto themselves powers that they don't have. You see, the problem is teacher need to assume me school. And some of them give flimsy excuses to the point that in some schools, you can't raise your scrum pa. You see, who school, no? Who trust you, and to pay. And this is a serious issue.
Yeah.
They are charging you to buy paint before you get your results. Just because somebody has been appointed as a headmaster.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And the society does not care about it much.
It's not, they don't care. We do care. There's a lot of things that goes on in Ghana people care.
Yeah.
But we don't have the power.
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And all day, the person that you're going to report to are doing the same thing. Okay? So you don't have anybody to run on to.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So we let it be.
But now, if you have a leader whereby said, I will punish you if you do something wrong, then at least he is the person that we can trust.
Yes. Yeah.
And did you hear the letter or some of those guys, what they are saying, that they don't understand why the government should take such steps against these people.
Yeah.
Well, that is
a few people are complaining against it. I'm shocked. And some of them are not well,
people,
the
people will complain.
The letter is clear.
Yeah.
It says that they'll be relieved of their position as head teachers.
They're
going to be reassigned, go to the classroom
and teach.
That's it. You see, people should be made to know that there is authority.
Yes.
There is power.
Yeah.
You don't have limit. You have a limit on what you can do, what you cannot do. You cannot be a headmaster and think that because the school is mine, I think that you don't have chairs, you don't have tables.
Okay,
so that you buy chairs and tables. That's not the way to go.
Yeah.
If you think that you need it, let the government know.
Because you see, it has been always been part, we think it's a culture. Because we have made it to become a culture, only in schools.
So it has come to stay.
So it's about time for us to say, no, this is not good practice. We need to do something about it.
Yeah.
We need to improve it.
Yeah.
It's in every sector. Anybody that you put him in charge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On anything.
Yes.
Things that it's his property.
To make money
out of it.
That's what I said. It comes back to our social. If tomorrow you go home.
Yeah.
If you go home today, you, Freddy, if you go home today, Ghana today,
and
they see you are coming for nation, how many years outside?
Now, we'll be 10 years very soon.
The expectation is that you don't come and do the kind of things just home are doing, because who Freddy will change about cash, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my head teacher of school, babe. school, because in James Seminary, the best secondary school in Ghana currently.
Yeah.
But I'm in cool school. But you see, your father phone in the DSO. My headmaster was in James, sir. Now come in Krung as a headmaster of St. James, sir.
people expect that we are big man.
Yeah.
But while your salary may not make you that big man,
yeah.
You are being forced to live a big man.
A big man life,
So, but the point is that we need to think about these things carefully. And an effort, what the fuck is doing?
Yeah.
And I pray and hope that it doesn't end with just these people. Just like every sector of the economy, we should begin to look at.
Yes.
That's what's happening at the ports now.
But even like the port, the sabotage, because I know somebody who's gone there to clear goods. So when the first results came, when the agent came out, the results, 20-footer container, or the container went out. This person comes out with the result. This is how much it's going to cost, and that was like, you know, like $300 million. I don't know how you call it. Like,
30,000
over 30,000. You know, New Zealand, you know, Ghana cities, but then. This person said, no. Those days, I was paying, we were paying less than that. Why? So, because of the new computer system, this guy got pissed off, took the job from this guy, and went to another person. This person brought in 10,000 Ghana cedis cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So, meaning that these people, these agents, are creating the impression that this new system that has come is going to make the...
But you don't know any agent in Ghana.
Yeah, I know them, yes.
And most of those agents are very rich people.